Hello, Roy here. I just wanted to let you know that you can listen to The Roy Green Show ad-free on Amazon Music, included with Prime.
So beginning on the 1st of January, just days ago, a week ago, Saskatchewan, according to Premier Scott Moe, quote, removed the carbon tax from home heating, making life more affordable. Saskatchewan families will no longer pay the carbon tax or the GST on the carbon tax on natural gas or electrical heating. The premier posted that to X or Twitter. We'll have to settle on one, I guess. So one of the questions is, might the premier and or his cabinet minister or ministers face fines or in the absolute extreme a prison sentence? That's been asked over and over. Certainly if the premier of a province of this country were to be challenged in such a manner, that would be a constitutional crisis like none we've ever encountered. Premier Scott Moe of Saskatchewan is with us on the Roy Green Show. Premier, Happy New Year. Good to have you with us.
Hey, Roy. It's great to be back. I hope you had a great Christmas alongside all of your listeners and wishing everyone the very best in 2024.
Thank you, Premier. So your Minister for Crown Corporations, Dustin Duncan, as I understand, a lawyer now, in case the federal government proceeds to court against Saskatchewan and your government, and the minister has said he's prepared to go to prison over this issue. Now, that must be the most extreme possible development, but do you have concerns?
Well, I think it speaks to the flaws in not only the law and the jurisdictional rights that the federal government is trying to move into, which are those of provincial jurisdiction. But really, I think the larger issue that we have here is the decision that we're making in Saskatchewan to exempt the carbon tax from where we can, natural gas used for home heating, as well as electricity that is used for home heating, is mirroring the very same decision that the federal government made when it comes to heating your home with home heating fuel. So what we tried to do was to treat at least Saskatchewan families equally. We asked the federal government to treat all Canadian families equally and exempt the carbon tax on all forms of home heating. That would add propane in the case of Saskatchewan. They have to date not yet done that. We would continue to reiterate that ask of the federal government is to treat all Canadian families equally when it comes to exempting the carbon tax on however they may heat their home. And what we're doing is mirroring a decision in Saskatchewan that the federal government made, and to have the consequences bantered around that potentially the federal government, I suppose, could attempt to enact are... I think real troublesome when it comes to trying to do all we can to bring a nation together.
Yeah, wrap your head around that is very difficult. You've certainly provided the federal government with ample notice of your intent, ample notice of your concern. You've spoken certainly on this program on a number of occasions about what Saskatchewan's concerns are and your responsibility as the people of your province. It gets awfully cold in Saskatchewan. And economically, people are struggling across this country. So do you have any sense, has there been any communication from Mr. Guilbeault or Mr. Trudeau about, you know, Premier, let's sit down, let's talk, let's, you know, do a Zoom call, let's make a phone call, anything at all come from the federal government?
No, and we've offered, you know, all of that time and time again. The minister has written to Minister Guilbeault. It's who would ultimately be responsible for changing the responsibility of remitting the tax from Sask Energy to the government of Saskatchewan, which is what we have requested on a couple of occasions now, officially requested. And we requested that due to a unanimous vote in the House. I think that's important as well, as this is not just the will of one political party. Everyone in the Saskatchewan-led Legislative Assembly voted to change the remitter from away from our Crown utility to the government of Saskatchewan so that we cannot remit and treat Saskatchewan families as fairly as we are able. And it would be quite, I think, equally troublesome if the federal government did not respect the unanimous vote in a provincial assembly. That, again, is no way for us to be building a country or bringing a country together, in particular in this case, when the decision is just simply to mirror what the federal government has done. And so a lot of troublesome points along the way. We would reiterate the ask. task that really makes all of this go away is expand what was a very political decision that the federal government had made to capture or retain some of their seats that they have in Atlantic Canada should there be an election, and that's ultimately what it was. But to actually treat all Canadian families equally. And if you're going to remove the carbon tax on one form of heating, in this case, heating fuel, remove it on all forms of home heating. Heating our homes is not an option. It's not a want to have. It's a need to have. And how we heat those homes is different across the country. The level of the need to heat our homes, I say, is necessary from coast to coast to coast. But more necessary in some areas where it does get colder. And I think it speaks to the diversity of the country, and this is an opportunity for the federal government to treat Canadian families equally, and they have, although being requested to do so numerous times by our province, and I believe 8 of other out of 10 other provinces, have refused to do so thus far. And so I would reiterate that request again today. It's not too late.
I would think they're expecting you to blink. And as I understand it, Premier, the situation now is that Saskatchewan won't be required by law to deliver carbon tax monies to the Canada Revenue Agency until the end of next month. Are you going to blink, Premier?
No, we don't. The Saskatchewan government doesn't make a habit of blinking in any way. What we are going to do is the residents are not going to pay the carbon tax on how they heat their homes, as long as that is from natural gas or electricity, which is where we have ultimately the control with the Crown-owned or the provincially-owned utilities that we have. The request that we've made from the federal government, and that request, again, I would say, is due to a law being enacted here that was voted on by all parties, the NDP and the Saskatchewan Party in our Legislative Assembly. It was a unanimous vote. The request is to transition the responsibility to remit the carbon tax under the Greenhouse Gas Pollution Pricing Act to get into all of the legalities, to change that from that responsibility from our Sask Energy Corporation to the government and ultimately the minister of our Crown Investment Corporations. The federal government needs to sign off on that, and we've requested it twice. We need to do that so that the minister is able to stand up and say, we're not going to remit this. But we certainly aren't charging it. We're going to work through some of the legalities on to ensure that we can't remit it, treat ultimately all Canadian families fairly. And again, I think this is, you know, just speaks to the short-sightedness of some of the very politically charged decisions that the federal government is making. And they have an opportunity, I think, to treat all Canadian families fairly. Thus far, they haven't taken it. I'd ask them to do just that. They're not out of time.
Premier, I've read some columns by folks who occupy high floors in Toronto. You must be very impressed that they're accusing you of creating a constitutional crisis. I'm also reading emails from listeners across the country who do not occupy penthouse suites. They're on your side. Are you in violation of the Supreme Court of Canada and its 2021 decision supporting the federal government, the argument that the federal government has legislative options to set a floor for a carbon price? Are you flying in the face of the Supreme Court?
The federal government actually is not abiding by that very decision that the Supreme Court made. That floor was set so that all provinces would meet a floor benchmark. Now the federal government is changing what that floor is, but only for certain areas, essentially in Canada. And so what we ask, and listen, we agree with the federal government as far as removing the carbon tax from home heating fuel. We actually think they should go much further and remove the whole thing altogether off of at least all consumer products, gasoline and everything else that they have it on. We think it's one of the major contributors to the inflationary pressures that those very families that you're speaking of are feeling, as well as the inflationary pressures that our small businesses and industrial communities are facing across the nation as well. And so we agree with the decision. We think it should be expanded, at least in the eye of being fair to all Canadians. That's what the decision in 2021, the Supreme Court decision, did say, is that the federal government did have a right to enact a floor across the nation of Canada. What they have done by this very politically charged decision is really gone against, at least the spirit and quite likely legally, what that Supreme Court decision had made. And so they've opened up all sorts of challenges legally for this administration that I honestly think that Canadians are looking in a different direction as we look ahead over the course of the next number of months and year and find our way towards a federal election. They've opened up a number of challenges when it comes to just the very simple question as to, is our federal government actually treating Canadian families fairly? That's what the Supreme Court decision did say, is this is the federal government does need to treat all regions and all provinces and therefore all families fairly. This decision doesn't do any of that.
Now, when it's our polling numbers, Mr. Trudeau's government's polling numbers were not tanking, and particularly, we'll say it again, in Atlantic Canada, that carve-out never would have happened. But it's probably a good idea that it did happen, the carve-out, because now the country, Canadians are, you know, as the winter develops, gets colder, are going to say, look to you, I believe, look to Saskatchewan and say, why are we paying carbon tax on our home heating? You mentioned earlier that up to eight premiers have challenged the federal government. What kind of support do you have from other provincial governments, other premiers, on the initiative that you've undertaken to not collect the carbon tax for home heating?
I think there's broad feelings of frustration, not just in maybe Saskatchewan and Alberta, where traditionally we find ourselves at odds with the policies of like the current environment minister, current energy minister, and the prime minister himself. But across the nation, there's a great feeling in Canada as we understand that we are a very diverse place. When you look at how things are in Atlantic Canada versus Central Canada versus the prairies, Western and our Northern territories, we're a very diverse place. But that diversity is our strength. And when you see a federal government that very purposefully and methodically is treating Canadians differently in one area of the country versus where they might live in a different area of the country, I think all Canadians find that very problematic. They don't find that in any way to be working towards building a stronger and a great nation, one that I believe we can have again, one that I believe we have had in years gone by. We're having a little hiccup at the moment, but we most certainly will be able to get back there to some point. I think Canadians see that as well. We live in a great nation. This is not the way to keep it great or to make it great again, is by specifically carving out certain Canadian families and treating them differently than families in other areas of the nation.
Premier Moe, what I'm seeing from Canadians who get in touch with me by email and text, I'm seeing emails and texts saying the Trudeau government is steering us hard, dragging us into a constitutional crisis on a number of fronts, this being one of them. What do you say to that?
Well, and this would be my response to the fellows that are in the higher levels of various office buildings across this nation as well, that might say that it is Saskatchewan that is bringing us toward that very crisis. So what Saskatchewan is doing is a response and is mirroring the very same decision that the federal government made. And so none of that is the case. I think back to, it was a couple of years ago, Roy, on this very show, a colleague of mine, the premier of New Brunswick, Premier Higgs, had made the comment, is Canada a nation or an ocean?
That's right.
And I think that's so relevant today when you look at a hypocritical decision to treat Canadian families differently in one area of the country where you're trying to retain, 10 or so of your MP seats versus another area of the country like Saskatchewan, where you don't have any of the 14 seats that we have and you really don't have a hope of getting one. So you've essentially turned a blind ear to those Saskatchewan families. That's not how this nation works. That's how maybe the notion of the Prime Minister has is how it should work. But it's not how the nation works, and I think that will prove to be the case as we look ahead.
So you mentioned that program that we aired, I think it was 3 or 4 years ago, and with you and Premier Higgs of New Brunswick, and the Premier did ask this.
It makes you wonder if Canada is a nation or a notion.
So true. Premier Moe, it's going to be, I'd like to say fascinating, but it's going to be much more significant and important to all of us across the country, how this situation, this reality between the province of Saskatchewan and Mr. Trudeau's government plays itself out. Thank you so much for the time and look forward to speaking with you more in 2024.
Take care, Roy. Take care of your voice over the next few days and wishing you and your listeners the very best in what I think will be a bright year for our nation. It's not a notion. It is a great nation, and we're going to realize that this year.
If you want to hear more, subscribe to The Roy Green Show on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, or wherever you find your favorites. And if you like what you hear, leave us a review and tell a friend. I'm Roy Green. Have a great weekend.
Canada may be known for its landscapes and friendly people, but beneath the surface lies a darker side of crime, history, and the paranormal. Since 2017, the award-winning Dark Poutine podcast has explored the shadowy corners of the Great White North and beyond, delivering chilling tales from a uniquely Canadian perspective. Hosted by Mike Brown and Matthew Stockton, with over 300 episodes and fresh releases every Monday, Dark Poutine is your weekly ticket to the creepier side of Canada. Listen to Dark Poutine on Apple, Spotify, Amazon Music, or wherever you get your podcasts.